DHS imposing huge fines on illegal migrants. By Neil Monroe on July 15, 2025. The federal government will allow private debt collectors to extract payments from migrants who have racked up massive fines for illegally staying in the United States, says a New York immigration lawyer. The promise came in a letter demanding $1.8 million that was sent to the client of an immigration lawyer, Latoy McBean Pompey, in White Plains, New York. The government is sending out these $1.8 million collection notices to individuals here in the United States with a judge's final removal order, McBean said on TikTok. She read the letter, saying, Treasury may also take the following actions. Number 1, reduce any eligible federal and state payments due to you. Number 2, refer your debts to a private collection agency. Number 3, refer your debts to the U.S. Department of Justice to initiate litigation. Number 4, report the indebtedness to the National Credit Bureaus. And number 5, report your debts to the IRS as potential income. Guys, this is crazy, she said. It's intimidating for those of you who get such a notice. 2, work with a collections attorney to work something out to the extent possible with the government, she added. Many migrants who have lived in the United States have worked to build assets, such as a home, bank accounts, autos, and retirement savings. The government's threat to take these assets is likely to accelerate the growing number of self-deportations by illegals. The fines are being applied to illegal migrants who have been ordered to leave by a judge, or who have earlier agreed with a judge to leave by themselves. The population is likely more than 1 million people, in part, because the federal government has done little to deport migrants who were ordered out of the country. The fines are forgiven if migrants self-deport. Agency officials detailed the fine program on June 27. The law doesn't enforce itself, there must be consequences for breaking it, said Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin. President Trump and Secretary Noem are standing up for law and order and making our government more effective and efficient at enforcing the American people's immigration laws. Financial penalties like these are just one more reason why illegal aliens should use EBP Home to self-deport now before it's too late. The new process will be applied to aliens who enter the United States illegally, aliens who ignore removal orders or delay their removal, aliens who do not honor agreements to comply with judges' voluntary departure orders. Fines include $100 to $500 per unlawful entry or attempted entry, $1,992 to $9,970 for failure to honor a voluntary departure order, up to $998 per day for willfully failing to comply with a removal order. The new fines spotlight the all-hands push by President Donald Trump's deputies to fully implement his election campaign promise to deport all illegal migrants. The deputies are now using many long-ignored legal tools to push illegal migrants out of the United States.